Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues in Makot, chapter 1, Mishnayot 8 and 9 today. Yesterday in Mishnah 7, we saw this amazing verse, Al pi shnayim edim, by the word of two witnesses, O shlosha edim, or three witnesses, yumat hamet, the court can convict a murderer. Now, the Mishnah there in Zion said, well, if two is good enough for testimony, it's valid testimony, why did they mention three? In some ways, it can be astringencies. In some way, there can be leniencies. Now, Mishnah Chet expands on this idea. Ma shnayim, just like by two witnesses, nimtza echad mehen, if one of them is found to be karov o pasul, karov a relative, pasul someone not qualified to testify, for example, he is a thief. Or a Mishnah we learned in Sanhedrin, and the Daf Yomi had this about a week, almost 2 weeks ago, someone who's a gambler, someone whose profession is potentially swindling other people or shows they don't care about the possessions of other people, they, on a rabbinical level, cannot testify. A dutan betayla. So the whole testimony is thrown out. You have two men testifying. If one of them was not kosher to testify, we throw out the whole group. Af shlosha. So too, if three men come together to testify, nimsa echad mehem karov, if one of the three is not qualified to testify, the whole testimonial unit is thrown out. Minayin afilu meya, how do we know even if there's 100 witnesses coming together as one unit and one of them is not fit to testify? Talmud Lamar, Edim. The Torah says the word Edim, not just Shlosha Edim, but even 100 Edim, if one of them is not qualified, the whole unit is thrown out. Amar B'Yosi. But Meitzvar Memori, Rabbi Yossi qualifies this rule. Bedinei Nefashot. He says this is only in capital cases where we would throw out the whole group based on a disqualification of one person. Aval Bedinei Mamonot, but in financial cases, loans and sales, Titkayim Ha'edut Bishar, the testimony should go through with the rest of the witnesses. We'd throw out the disqualified witness, and the other ones, if there's three or more, could establish the facts of the case. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe disagrees. He says, Echad dine mamonot, whether it's financial cases, Echad dine nefashot, or capital cases, this rule would apply. Ve'ematai, but when, meaning when do these witnesses become a unit together? Understandably, you could have 100 people witness the same event, but who's coming to court as the witnesses? Who are the official witnesses to the event? Bizman shehitru bahen, when these are the people who warned the perpetrator. Recall in Sanhedrin, we mentioned there's something called hatra'ah or hasra'ah, which basically these two witnesses are telling the guy who's about to commit a crime, we see you, don't do that, you're going to be in trouble. And he says, yes, I know. Then we establish that the perpetrator is knowingly committing this crime. So those people who gave warning to the perpetrator, those are the official established witnesses, even if there's 100 other people present. And similarly, by financial cases, we mentioned in Sanhedrin that the person doing the transaction would designate witnesses to the transaction. They could be on the shtar, or they could be orally designated as the ones present to witness what's going on. Aval, but, bizman shelo hitru bahen, when these people are not warning the perpetrator or actively being witnesses to the transaction, Maya we don't throw the whole unit out because Maya asay shnei achin. What would two brothers do? Shira be'echad shargad nefesh. They saw along with another person a murder take place. You could have a situation where Moshe and Aharon are brothers, and they're there with Matzes Yahu, and they witness Reuven murder Shimon. If we say that everyone there is automatically a witness, then we could never convict Reuven of the murder because Moshe and Aharon are there witnessing. So instead, we'd have Moshe and Matzes Yahu testify. We'd have them give the warning and then come to court and testify about the murder. On to Mishnah 9, Hayu Shnayim Roin Oto Mechalun Zeh. If there are two witnesses seeing a crime from a murder from one window on one side of the street, Shnayim Roin Oto Mechalun Zeh. There's two other witnesses seeing him from a different window, maybe a different building. Echad Matre Bo Be'emsa. There's one person down on street level warning the criminal before he commits the crime. Then what happens? Bizman Shemiktsatan Roin Elu Ed Elu. When some of them see one another, Hare Elu Edut Achat. They can be considered one set of witnesses. They're aware that the other people are there from the other window. They can see them and are aware that they are also witnessing this event. Vim Lav, but if the two sets of people in the two different windows do not see one another, Hare Elu Shtei Eduyot. They are two different sets of witnesses. Lefichach, therefore, im nimset achat mehen zomemet, if one of the sets was found to be edim zomemin, hu vehen neharagin. It could be that the accused murderer, the perpetrator, is actually executed on the word of the other set, and also these witnesses who claim to be there seeing it, they could also get executed because they were edim zomemin. Vashniya, and the second set of witnesses that actually witnessed the murder, and no one came to testify they were somewhere else, they are putter. They're actually the ones establishing the facts of the case. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees with this case of the two sets of witnesses and the one warner in the middle. He says, Le'olam ein neharagin, we never execute the perpetrator, ad shu shnei edav matrin bo, until both witnesses are there warning him, speaking to him in person. So one guy in the middle of the street with two witnesses watching through the window would not be good enough, according to Yossi. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, al pi shnayim edim, by the mouth of two witnesses. This is in Devarim, chapter 17, verse 6. It says, by the word of two witnesses or three witnesses shall the one who needs to be executed be executed. So by emphasizing the word pi, pe, the word, the mouth, means both of the witnesses have to speak to the accused, the perpetrator of the crime. Davar acher, another interpretation, al pi shnayim edim, by the mouth of two witnesses, shelo tehei sanhedrin shumat mipi mehaturgeman, that the judges in the court should not be taking testimony through a translator. Rather, the judges and the Sanhedrin and the witnesses need to be able to speak to one another directly. The Mefarshim point out it's very hard to do drisha and chakira and detect the subtleties of if the witness is changing their story or lying or fabricating if you have to rely on a translator. This is why the judges on the high court were familiar with, you know, had some ability to speak and understand all of the 70 major languages of the time. Yasher kuchachem tizku lemitzvot.